What happened was the union, or the state Department of Justice and Juvenile Justice, they agreed to continue until August 31st this temporary hold on closure-related inmate transfers.
And is it possible that this is what happens again in another week?
That's a good question. You know, they're going to go back, the state and the union are going to go back into arbitration, I believe, on the 23rd. And then on the 27th, they'll have another status hearing with the judge. So maybe, I don't know about that, though, because the union has requested a temporary restraining order. They've also filed a lawsuit for an injunction on these closures and inmate transfers. And one of the arguments the state made was it would be acting illegally if it delayed the closures because there aren't appropriations to keep these facilities open past August 31st. So it seems like they would kind of be cutting their legs out from underneath that argument. It's only one of many. But still, even this August 31st delay on these transfers seems like it's going to mean these facilities stay open for longer than intended.
Is it possible then there is some way these arbitration hearings and then the court rulings simply find ways to postpone things until legislature comes back in the fall to act on it?
You know, I haven't had anyone tell me that, but I don't think it's unreasonable to look at this as a possible stall tactic, and maybe it's something that the governor not ideally want to happen, but if it goes to a veto session and they don't override his veto of the appropriations for these facilities, then, I mean, that would be a pretty powerful answer as to whether or not there is the will in the legislature to really keep these places open.
Well, I've spoke with some people in and around Dwight and a union member today about this, and they're kind of just like people are down there around Tams, just kind of on edge, and everything's on hold, waiting to see whether they need to prepare to move somewhere or and sell their house, or maybe they can be transferred to somewhere that's not all that far away.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the guys, you know, since this is such a large corrections area down here, a lot of the guys I've spoken to said they've already gotten their new jobs. And they're just kind of waiting to see. And, you know, if this goes on past the 31st, which it looks like it's going to, do they have to start this process of transfers all over again at a yet-to-be-determined date?
Anything else about these hearings that you can tell me or what happens during the process of arbitration during the meetings during the week?
Both sides are really tight-lipped about what goes on in the arbitration. You know, because it is because these arbitration documents were listed in the lawsuit filed by the union, I've kind of seen what the grievances are from the union. But as far as actually talking really about what happens during those, no one is saying anything.
Any problem accessing them, as a reporter is having trouble right now getting into tour prison?
Today I actually went down to the Alexander County Courthouse, which is in the First Judicial Circuit where the Ask Me lawsuit was filed, and the judge's offices were closed. No one was there. The file was gone. I never really did figure out where he went. I think he's based in a different county. I heard he might have been in Jackson County. So they just kind of disappeared. That could have just been, you know, for convenience instead of driving to the very tip of the state, or it could have been something else. I would hate to speculate on what that could have been, but it was an interesting beginning to the morning, to say the least.